This club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Three nil.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my king.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
How we doing? Big news is broken. It's Friday evening, and Manchester United are about to sign Cristiano Ronaldo from Juventus. It's called a gazump. We gazumped Manchester City. We were talking about it on Wednesday when we were previewing the Wolves game. You know, a lot of things have happened in the last 48 hours. Jerseys contemplated burning. Jerseys that are framed, contemplating removing in the time frame when they're allowed back in. But it's for naught. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, Manchester United are signing Cristiano Ronaldo. He's back.
Sir, last Manchester
dance.
United.
Let's go.
Signing Cristiano Ronaldo. Can you believe it, sir? Do you believe in miracles? Yes. He's coming home. CR7 is back, baby. I've always wanted this to happen, sir. Since he left in 2009, I thought he'd be back. He toyed with us. Mendes, the whole deal. It comes through shitty smoke and mirrors. We absolutely pop in this morning out of nowhere. I woke up at 6 a.m., checked my phone. Holy shit. 2.5 hours later, here we go. Cristiano Ronaldo, Manchester United. Absolutely buzzing, sir. As a fan, you know, you talk goats, you talk Messi, you talk Ronaldo. These players don't trade often. And for him to come back, wear the red at Old Trafford, sir, it seems like everything is right with the world these days.
You know what? We needed it because, you know, the idea of him, you know, a player that kind of emerged on the global scene as a world beater, won the Ballon d'Or at United, won everything that a player would hope to win at United, and the idea of him going to City, you know, it made us sick. We talked about it at length even between the last two pods. He goes, why is like two pods, 3 days? When is that happening? That's a record. But it's all worth it because at the end of the day, he is coming home, and it's unbelievable stuff. Just, you know what? Do we need another attacker? Why not?
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell.
Sir,
that's the motto of the day.
Has there been a 24 hours like this? You're going to bed, sir, yesterday, dejected, you and me talking, Ronaldo shitty. Is it happening? How could he go into... we absolutely hate Manchester, the legacy he had. Sorry, it was a rough day, and then all of a sudden I go to bed, have a sleep, wake up, it's completely the other way, shitty out, United in, and to do a deal like this, sell the buy, where'd sell the buy go?
We were. Well, you know what?
Where'd sell the buy go?
The biggest complaint was that the level of incompetency for the Glazers to allow that transfer to happen. I spoke about it yesterday. We didn't speak out on the pod on Wednesday, but yesterday that was kind of my message. I think it was mutual between the two of us. The Glazers cannot allow this to happen because it damages the brand in a way that is so consequential that they basically, you know, it's worse than the Super League in some ways because Super League was a bunch of people were involved in it, a bunch of clubs were involved in it, top six were, but them to allow City for a reasonable transfer fee to not allow Ronaldo to come home, But you know what? I've never seen United pull up a transfer like this in my entire tenure as being a United fan. So kudos to front office for like, hey, when they're really motivated, they can get a freaking deal done. Lickety split, because they did.
Sir, you've been a Manchester United fan for longer than 10 years. It's 2021 right now.
I was just making a general comment about the last 10 years.
Sir, it's just one of those things where players like Ronaldo linked to this club, what he did for us, arguably one of the best to ever do it, ever wear the shirt, sir. I put him top five as far as legends are concerned, almost statuesque. If he leaves winning the league, he'll get the statue. I mean, you think of a huge player like this, a moment like this, a team that needed this, sir. I was talking to you today. We tried to bottle most of this conversation. We haven't really talked about Ronaldo joining United just because we went fresh for the pod.
We haven't talked about United. We talked about the last 24 hours.
Sir, I mean, we didn't talk a lot today because we wanted to bottle up and have this conversation like live on the pod, sir. We're doing it live. Pod never sleeps. I can't believe it. We were struggling. You have to admit, like, Fergie retires, right? You're able to do it. The league, adding some old players, RVP, he retires. Can we do it with Moy? Oh, rough. LVG, Mourinho, and then you're starting to see, okay, Mourinho signs Pogba. Okay, there's some hype. There's some magic back. Lukaku, okay, there's some hype. You get some trophies in, starting to feel that magic build up a little bit, and I felt like we're kind of sinking a little bit. All these big names don't want to join us. This summer, huge, Sancho comes, Varane comes. You're starting to get some more feels about big names coming back to the big clubs, sir. I thought that this would be huge for Ronaldo to add to that, and I think we're kicking on, sir, in a serious title contention this year, sir. Oh, like, we are like hitters now. Let's go. Dude, Ronaldo, best player in the EPL at the moment.
I'm Bruno Fernandes. That's got to be...
He's the best player in the league. Like, we literally acquired the best signing for the lowest amount of money. He will be the best player in the league, sir.
Okay, we're making bets. We're making bets live. We're doing it live. We don't have the soundboard. We got a new soundboard, but...
Sir, I mean,
I'm hearing nothing. I've heard nothing. You keep pressing the soundboard. It's not working. We got a new setup. But the most important thing is, yeah, you got that one works.
Sir, we're absolutely buzzing.
In the same way that City signing him would have changed the football fabric of like the universe, you know, it would have shifted space and time. This also does. United are back.
We're back.
Like Cavani's a backup. Cavani's a great player. He's going to play. He's going to contribute. But Ronaldo is your starting number nine, effectively. Left, it's called Marcus Rashford. He's going to be back. Look at his split. And on the right is Jadon Sancho. Also, you got Greenwood. I think it's just attack. I was saying this to my brother today. Another huge United fan, friend of the pod. Talking about what's the next game you're going to. But the real thing is like, I want to play all attack. Play Van de Beek as a six, Pogba, and then like unleash hell, as they say in the Gladiator, I believe, the opening scene. But it's a big day for United. It's a big day for this club and therefore the world.
No, it's monumental. You think of the vibes, the feeling, the buzz, the ticket in town, Manchester United this year, 21-22, sir. It's all on the line. The last dance. He signed the 2-year deal. I could not be more excited about this football club, sir. You talk about like, hey, we could try to get Ruben Neves. It'd be like, that's exciting. That's exciting. That used to be exciting. How about a Ronaldo, sir? Blows it out of the water. This is like 1.4 million likes in the first hour on the social media post to announce. I think Messi's all time is 900K on Twitter. You see the momentum. United, big club, sir. PSG, you can buy Messi. You can't buy a billion fans across the world, sir. The number one club in the world. We've always been that. And now we're starting to see that momentum, that buzz, that feeling, sir. Santa Claus is real. Sir Alex Ferguson, you can come out of retirement. What do you say?
You can't get everything you want. So Ronaldo was leaving Wednesday. Yesterday was rough. It was a hell of a week. Hell of a week on the personal front. This guy was taking it harder than anyone. The context is him and I, the hosts of this terrific pod, American Red Devil. Shout out to all the fans listening around the world. We grew up as United fans around the same time, 04, 05. He was a Ronaldo guy. I was a Rooney guy. You took it hard this week. This is a rough week for John. But you came back. But this is a big deal. Big deal regardless, because it does send a statement to the rest of the clubs in the Premier League, the rest of the clubs in the world, that United aren't effing around. And you know what? I'm actually impressed. I don't often give compliments, but like, the board, front office got shit done so quickly and effectively that you have to tip your hat to a certain degree.
I will tip my hat on this deal to the board, Murtaugh, everyone involved. They saw what this could mean to this club, what it could mean if he went to Shitty Sir. We could also talk about the fact, like, was he even in for Shitty, or is Mendes just playing 4D chess by offering him to City, throwing all that smoke out to get United to move?
It worked.
But at the end of the day, we can afford the wages. It's a low fee, Sir. The stock price popped. Business is good for the Glazers. You can do good business and be a good football team. That's also, at the end of the day, where, you know, that's our ethos, is, Sir, you can run a good business, you can play good football, and Cristiano Ronaldo and Manchester United is good business and will be good football. But number one, think of all the youngsters in the locker room. What is this going to do to the attitude in the locker room, Sir? The gravitas that Ronaldo has, the intensity. You think Bruno's intense?
Bruno's like...
He's like preschool stuffed compared to how intense Ronaldo is. Ronaldo's so intense where everyone's just like, don't tell him that we all think he's a nut, because I'll lose it. I mean, the C,
he's a nut,
8-pack,
he's like,
taking
nut.
The jersey off, pointing at his abs like he's crazy.
Yeah, but he's crazy.
He's a winner, and I want to see that intensity ratchet up. Like, no more only Mr. Nice Guy. Let's get serious. Let's be ruthless. He also knows what it was like in that dressing room, how it should be run. Think of him back in the dressing room, Sir. It's unbelievable. No. He's going to be running the show. It's his team. This is Ronaldo's team.
It was Bruno's a week ago.
It ain't anymore.
I know. Who's taking pens? We should ask that question later in the pod.
But Sorry, the one who's taking pens?
He's taking it until he misses.
It's his team.
The edge was needed. More firepower. Someone to kind of lift it even higher and be like, winning is not the first option. It's the only option. We are there to win. We're there to capture titles, Champions Leagues, etc. And he's got it. He has the edge, and he's going to bring it to this club. It's exactly what this need. Now we have to be a full attack team. Like old school United, Charlton, Best, Law. Just do it. Unleash the Kraken.
Sir, if you could sign one player that would get us closer to winning the Champions League, that was available. Say Messi went to PSG. You can't get Haaland.
No one can get
Haaland. You can't get Haaland. What's the number one player that gets Manchester United close to the Champions League? I say it's him.
It probably is him. I'm not sure I believe that a week ago.
So if we're an inch closer, that's an inch closer. I'll take it, Sir. It's worth it every single day. And that's what we're complaining. Where's the intent from the board? They don't want to get a better midfielder. They don't want Ronaldo. What do you want? Sell the buy? It's like, you're kidding me.
Caitlin goes,
boom, Ronaldo. Well done. Well, that's all. That's the best I can say about the board of Manchester United, is well done on this one. Don't screw it up anymore.
Whoever convinced him that, like, you cannot allow him to go to City, like I said at the beginning of the pod, it will irreparably damage the brand for a considerable period of time. They deserve credit for convincing. I mean, it was Ole. I know that we'll get into the story. Rooney Ferdinand. Everybody was playing in. Rio was talking to him. Bruno was talking to him. Evra was talking to him. They're doing a full court press. But whatever it was, I'm glad they convinced the Glazers to pony up, because this is the most logical transfer. I haven't been paying attention. He's not. I follow Rooney. I follow his Instagram. Him like flipping around the bars of the Midlands as a Derby manager. You're following Ronaldo. I don't follow him. I haven't followed him in Serie A, but he scored some belt. He still scored goals. He scored a lot of penalties, but he scored some unbelievable goals for a 36-year-old.
Sir, as a number nine, he looks good. The pace has obviously slowed down. He's not beating a man on the wing, but as far as, you know, being able to score in around the box, that's why I was so afraid about Shitty getting him, because it's like, that's it. Exactly what they need. Dude, Clubfoot Lukaku, how much did he cost? I mean, look at the transfers that have been done this window. We spent less money than Arsenal. Viva Ronaldo, Sir. Manchester United fans around the world absolutely buzzing. And you just love the good feels after that Southampton draw. Villarreal, Sir. This type of feeling doesn't come around very often. And, Sir, I have a feeling we're going to be popping bottles, singing Viva Ronaldo over the next 2 years. Something's going to happen. We're going to be winning silverware. This signing, this type of player, it brings that expectation, Sir. and that quality.
Well, I think United are back. You said
we're back,
baby. You get Haaland, we're back. I think you get Ronaldo, you're back.
We're back. Yeah, we were back earlier than we thought, and we don't have to keep waiting a year or two to sign the players we want. Sir, quick PSA for the podcast. We have some housekeeping here, if you can believe it. You want to support this podcast and independent fan content, you can support us via Patreon. Check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Alex is doing a little jig in his chair.
I can't believe
it. With his drink. It's Friday afternoon. We're having a few, sir, enjoying this podcast. It's going to be absolute fire. You want to support us, check out our Patreon. Big shout out to Jacob Marquardt. He signed up as a Patreon member. You're the real MVP. We give away pin stickers, scarves, shirts, you name it. Check it out. Also, give our website a look, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. Amazing fan content. Jordan wrote a great blog on Ronaldo coming home. Check out our store. Click on store. We have great merch. Sir, tell them about iTunes reviews.
iTunes reviews are a great way to support the pod, and they don't cost any money at all. Here's what you have to do. Write a 5-star review on iTunes. If it has Cheeky Banner, even better. Someone just released a really good one recently. Say sir a lot. Get used to it. That is the best title I've heard yet. So appreciate you, whoever did write that. We'll shout you out later when we're in a situation to look up names. But write a 5-star review on iTunes. Send a screenshot to AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com, and we will send you some free gear. Depending on what kind of mood I'm in, running the warehouse back here, 3PL, third-party logistics. We're getting things moving. But it's a great way to support the pod. Great way to support American Red Devils. You get found organically, and you get some free stuff. Sir, what else you got? Ronaldo pod. We're getting loose.
Sir, two guys in a bunker with a garage full of online merchant. It's really hot. We're sweating. Let's jump into it. We're just going to recap the timeline quickly, sir. You know, we talked about Wednesday, Thursday, rough days for United fans. How could he? Why would he, sir? And then last night, Fabrizio Romano. I'm going by him. I went by Fabrizio the whole time. He never says anything that isn't correct. So I take everything he says as like, the word of God, sir. He calls it. I read it. I don't read anyone else. People are like, United might be in. I read what he has to say. You know it's the truth, sir. He says, quote, Cristiano Ronaldo also informed his Juventus teammates that he wants to leave. Mendes will be in direct contact with Man City today to discuss Ronaldo's salary. It won't be 31 million euros net per season as the current one. Juventus are waiting for the Manchester shitty official bid. Sir, 8:30 p.m. Thursday night. That's literally the last tweet I read before I went to bed. I'm like, I'm literally distraught. He's going to City. There's no mention of Manchester United on this tweet. 8:30 p.m.
I remember the last couple of days.
So how do you feel?
Train wreck.
You say I was dejected. You weren't feeling great. How are you feeling?
No, the big feeling is like, it's not about being a Ronaldo fanboy or not. It's what it means to the club, what it means to world football, what it means to local football, Manchester City. It's like we were saying, what were they going to do? He's going to kiss the badge to join City. What's he going to do? They're going to put a banner up. Welcome to Manchester. They have to. Be stupid not to when he joined City. And it was a tough couple of days. You're a fan. Kiss to be burned. Jerseys that are afraid to be moved out to storage for the foreseeable future.
No, I told you this morning. So if you think me and Alex only talking nine on the pod, you're crazy. I literally called him at like 8 a.m. I said,
I already knew. I was on Twitter 6:45.
Maybe like yesterday it was, where I told you that I wasn't going to get rid of or throw away the autograph shirt.
Sure, I've had the autograph. Save for retirement. Dennis Law.
Shirt I bought in 2008. I've had it since 2008. I bought it the year before he left, sir. It's like, this kit is really important to me. And you're like, we got to get rid of it. I said, okay, I'm going to put it in storage. And then when he retires, 5 years after he retires, then I can bring it back out. That was kind of my timeline for sort of healing if he went to shitty.
I was actually thinking about it last night. I was like, you know what? It's good for the league. He joins the Premier League. It's good. Dennis Law did it. I was trying to justify it. I'll tell you what. It's great not to have to justify it now.
No, it's not. No.
No, I don't have to justify anything. We should hear from these like goofy City fans. They were pretty excited.
Sir, we're going to leave you last night. This is, I think, it's called Shitty Extra. If you want to follow them on Twitter,
yeah,
Shitty,
they're great.
There's one guy with a camo shirt and some bleach blonde hair, and they're having a laugh at Manchester United fans because they believe that they are signing Cristiano Ronaldo. Everybody kick back and just listen to these absolute Muppets.
And this is a serious thing, right? This is a serious thing because There will be some United fans right watching this right now.
Bro, they won't.
No, trust me. Trust me, they will.
But the pain.
No, I know, but this is sometimes you have to go through the pain, right? To get to the Spain. Right, listen.
Where?
Listen. There will be some United fans in this chat right now, yeah? And I understand the pain that you're going through. I kind of understand the pain that you're going through, right?
The idea of the pain is there.
Yeah, I can visualise the pain. I can't feel the pain because obviously he was your hero, right? You know what I mean? He came, he grew, he developed, and then, you know, you let him free, and then he blossomed, yeah? It's like your little creation has gone into the world and you're all so proud of him and that, yeah? And obviously, you was all hoping that one day he would come back to United, and that's obviously not happened. And I understand that a lot of you today will be... We'll be very upset, maybe frustrated at your football club. And all I would say is, seriously. Let's go! Let's go! You know it makes sense! You know it makes sense! I think you thought I was going to help him there, try to give him some advice.
Bro, someone clip that right now.
Oh my God. That's why I'll never do a live broadcast on video.
Sir, these guys just having a laugh, celebrating a Manchester United fan's face. And, you know, sir, it's just like everyone had it. It was like he was going to shitty, going to take a pay cut to play for
wanted
shitty.
Wanted to go, pushing for the move. Where's United? How could they let it happen? I know how I felt.
Sir, you know how we all felt as United fans.
You were the chosen one. It was said that you would destroy this city, not join them! Bring balance to the force, not leave it in darkness!
Sir, you know, we all were frustrated. He's gonna go for the oil money like Lionel Messi. Go into the oil money, sir. Doing it all for money. No loyalty, sir. Ronaldo was supposed to be a great statues of Ronaldo outside this club.
Now there might be. He comes back. He's coming back.
Like, at
if
the
he
moment,
wins some stuff, which I assume we will, he will get a statue.
Last night, people were saying his legacy is over at United. You'll never get him back. I wouldn't say over, but definitely not statue material. Definitely not like thinking about you in the same sentence as Charlton, Best, Cantona. You're not in that crew of people. You go play for shitty.
No, the Law. That's how I justified it last night. Dennis Law played for City in his elder years. But he didn't. He was already like a top striker when he joined United. So it's a little bit different versus emerging on the scene as a youth, 17, 18-year-old, when he did come to United, that being Ronaldo. We were in a tough place. Wednesday was a different pod. Yesterday was a tough day.
Sir, Thursday. That's why there's Friday, baby. That's why there's Friday.
This is a good Friday.
4:30 a.m. Fabrizio Romano, quote, Juventus manager Allegri, quote, I'm not disappointed by Cristiano Ronaldo. He wants to leave Juventus. He made a choice. He's going to look for a new club after 3 years here. It's part of the life. It's part of the life of being Cristiano Ronaldo, sir. 5:30 a.m. Big change here. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer with the presser. Big news breaking 5:30 a.m. Pacific time here, Friday morning.
Welcome back. Let's get more from Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's news conference now. The Manchester United manager has been talking about Cristiano Ronaldo's future. Solskjaer has revealed that Bruno Fernandes has been speaking to the player and United would always be there for him if he chose to leave Juventus.
I didn't think Cristiano was going to turn out leaving Juventus. And it's been speculation this morning, speculations the last few days, of course. So we've always had a good communication. I know Bruno's been talking to him as well. And, you know, he knows what we feel about him. And if he was ever going to move... away from Juventus, he knows that we're here. I don't want to speculate too much on Cristiano, of course, what's happening there in the press. And I've said many a time with the speculations, you have, when you're at Man United, when you're Messi, when you're Ronaldo, when you're Pogba, Bruno, you have to read a lot about yourself. So let's see what happens with Cristiano, because he's such a legend of this club. Cristiano has been a legend of this club. He is a legend of this club. He's the greatest player of all time, if you ask me. I was fortunate enough to play with him. I coached him when I got my job. He almost retired me because that Wolverhampton game when I got injured, he kept switching sides. But such a tremendous human being as well. So let's see what happens with Cristiano. His everyone who's played with him, I think, have a soft spot for him.
I mean, you know what? Ole, he gets slayed for not making the subs, but a presser.
He knew something.
A presser where he's got to say a lot of nice things about Ronaldo.
Pretty good at it.
Pulling those heartstrings, sir.
He pretty good at it.
Like, you know, he's the greatest to ever do it. Played with me. I coached him. Everyone thinks highly of him. We all love Ronaldo. Just chumming it up. Also getting the Pogba and the Bruno in with the Ronaldo.
Same camp.
Doing the same thing to them.
Same quality.
Pogba. Trying to get Pogba to re-sign, trying to get Bruno to sign the new deal in the presser, bigging up the squad. Ole doesn't have to do a lot. You have a
Ronaldo on the team. He knew something. He knew something, clearly. I didn't mean to cut you off, but he clearly knew something in that interview because it didn't turn into a conversation like, you know what, money in football, sometimes we can't keep up, City, et cetera, guy wants to leave, wants to win, whatever. There was a look in that man's eye. Norwegian's eye. He knows something's good. Something's happening.
5:40 a.m., 10 minutes after Ole Gunnar Solskjaer with the big I love Ronaldo presser. Pep Guardiola quote, in the 3 or 4 days, anything can happen, referring to the end of the window. There are a few players, Ronaldo included, who decide where they are going to play. There are many things that are far away. Ole saying we love you. Pep with a little distance, a smidge of light here at 5:45 a.m., sir. Then at 5:50 a.m., 10 minutes later, Romano Mendes is on it since yesterday night, talking about Cristiano Ronaldo move with both Manchester City and Manchester United, sir. Romano, the first time he mentioned 5:50 a.m., you know Mendes is on the text with Romano. Direct. You know Mendes is just pulling. Mendes might as well be writing these tweets, right? At the end of the day, if you really know how it works.
He's on top of it. This guy sends me the live Twitch when it actually was called, but Fabrizio
Mendes
clearly
is texting
in the loop.
He's texting. Mendes is literally texting Romano, for sure.
Because Romano's the truth at the moment.
Well, he's the outlet for playing City, playing United. This is the microphone the agents use.
Yeah, Romano. That's what you that's use. Because I mean. I tell you what, If Ronaldo is going to PSG, right? PSG was like, "Oh, we're losing Mbappe. We're gonna sell him to Real Madrid. What an idea! Let's put Messi and Ronaldo on the same team. It would be super team, crazy, unbelievable." I don't know if United would have moved the way they did to have him go to a competitor like City. That's trying to be our noisy neighbors. That's
the
thing. I think that's what moved him ultimately. There's only one. Liverpool. If they went to Liverpool or Chelsea, we probably would have moved the same way. But the idea of him going back to England and not playing for Manchester United, it got the board out of their seat.
Going to Manchester and not playing for Manchester United.
That's the worst.
It's insane. So look, 5:50 a.m., sir. It's a two-horse race. United trying to fight back. It's a tight race. Can we do it? Can we fight back? Man City, 6:15 a.m., are completely out of negotiations for Cristiano Ronaldo. They also communicated the same to Juventus. It took 25 minutes since United were mentioned to City dropping out. There were no agreement on personal terms from Man City, sir. They waffled with Juventus on the upfront free. United said, hey, we'll do whatever it takes. And then it was just a one-horse race from there, sir. Can you believe it? 6:15 a.m. We're in it. City out of it. That's when I woke up, checked my phone.
I was up at 6:40. It was United on. It was like United is signing Cristiano Ronaldo. It happened in a night. Literally, I was last night. I was like, That's Law with United. He's in the Holy Trinity. It's not that bad. Great for the league. Sir, this is better for United, I'll tell you that. Good for the league, great for United, and therefore the world. Huge signing, cataclysmic, world-shifting. Biggest signing of the summer. I was saying to you before we started, biggest news United-related since Fergie retired. This is the biggest thing that happened to Manchester United since the boss stepped down. We're back, baby. Because now it's just, it's let's go. Think about the youngsters that are going to learn from him. Greenwood, Rashford, Sancho, Martial, you got another chance. I mean, like him, you got Cavani on the bench. Cavani's your man, Mandzukic, you know, like a backup striker that can play when you need him to. Butchered Mandzukic. I can't even say it, sir. Ronaldo, baby, let's go.
Sir, I have another drink. 6:30 a.m. for Fabrizio Romano tweets. Manchester United are preparing their official contract proposal to Cristiano Ronaldo. Mendes will receive it soon. Manchester United are confident. Sir, we're back. We defeated the evil oil powers in 8:48 a.m. Official, here we go via his Twitch, sir. I believe we have the footage of all the fans celebrating in Manchester. What a day. Here we go. Ronaldo to Manchester United. Ronaldo, back to Manchester United, sir. I've seen this movie before. Good defeats evil. Balance restored to the force. Manchester United are back. What a day. What a few days.
That broke today. This morning. This
and happened. I called you. I said, yo, we're emergency pod, sir.
No doubt.
And you're like, only if it's official. I knew it was going to happen. It's official.
It went so fast. Fastest transfer I've ever seen. And you know what? I'm glad we acted fast because... whether it being played by Jorge Mendes or City, I would imagine they were in for him, right? They missed out on Kane. Whatever it takes, it's always darkest before the dawn. Yesterday was a tough day. Today is a much better day. We're drinking the finest dark ales tonight, my man.
Sir, a little information about the deal. No one's talking about the deal. I think it was 15 million euros up front with a potential 8 million in add-ons, but apparently that was... those add-ons are very easily achievable. So you're talking around 20 million pounds. Get Ronaldo back. What a laugh. He's making 25 million per season, sir. Almost 500K a week. A little below. Totally worth it. We can afford the wages. And as far as Ronaldo getting into the team, he's going to remain in Portugal for the international break and then head to Manchester for a potential second home debut. Second home debut. Newcastle on September 11th. Sir, we'll be coming back for international break. He gets to chill. The hype will build. And then Ronaldo starting against Newcastle. He's fit. You know it. He's ready to rock, sir. You play him. You don't put Ronaldo on the bench. You play him.
He's only fit. He only knows being fit. The guy doesn't drink Coca-Cola.
Sir, I don't drink Coca-Cola.
He doesn't drink nothing. He doesn't drink no sodas.
Sorry, he doesn't drink no dark ales.
He doesn't drink no dark ales. I'll tell you that. He ain't drinking a dark ale tonight. He's eating chicken and rice and veggies. Apparently, according to Everett, that's all he eats.
Sir, it's just been an absolute like roller coaster. You know, everything between I think why were we worried? Why were we ever worried? You know, we had the assurances from Ronaldo, the man himself.
Is it possible that one day, if they gave you the right offer, you could play for them all out of respect for United?
You think the money going to change my mind now with 13 years old? I don't think so. I think this is not going to be the problem. Because if you will speak about the money, I will go to Qatar. Maybe probably they have more money than Manchester City. But It's not about the money. It's about the passion.
You played under Jose Mourinho.
It's about the passion, sir. I almost don't believe that we're going to see him wear a red jersey again. I honestly am just blown away at the prospect. Like, can you even imagine Ronaldo in our team?
We haven't even seen Varane in our team. He's a pretty good player. It's a window of windows. We're talking windows. We're going to do that when it closes in about 5 days. But we're a different level of team. And it's exactly what we need. We need grit. We need confidence. We need swagger. Bruno's got it. A lot of the players got it. You know, I think Mason has it. I think Cavani has it. But no one has the type of grit and edge that Ronaldo has. So it's exactly what this team needs.
We've been lacking mojo.
And we're scoring goals. This is like...
We're back. We were like hoping that maybe next summer we could sign Haaland. Then we would be back. We were debating that.
This helps you sign Haaland.
Of course, but I'm just saying generally Manchester United are back. You heard it here. American Red Devils. We're back, baby. We're absolutely back. Manchester United. Chelsea's shaking. Lukaku, club foot, enjoy that first touch. Werner, I'm worried about him, bro.
But I didn't realize.
Are you kidding me, son? Ronaldo leading the line. Ronaldo, he's a shark. Great white. He's just hunting. He makes him nervous, son.
The thing is, he doesn't have to be the fastest guy on the pitch because he has Rashford and he has Greenwood and he has Sancho. He could actually be like the hold up. You know, he doesn't have to be the fastest guy on the pitch. They go the wings.
Sorry, it's going to be absolutely crazy.
I know, it's too much.
You know what it all started is because American Red Devils bought season tickets. People heard about it. Then they were like, we got to really get our stuff in line. These guys are going to be coming to some matches. We got to step up this squad, everything. As far as where he's going to play, sir, a little serious. We've been talking feels the whole time. Plays on the left, plays on the right. Become a center forward, really, for Juve. We have Cavani, we have Martial, sir, we have Greenwood, we have other people that could play center forward, we have a bunch of people who could play on the wing. What do you think about it? Is it just surplus? Is this all fan feels? I think we've addressed all the feels. We're looking at CDM, looking at CDM, looking at CDM. We add a Ronaldo. What do you think about him coming to this team? Are you worried about the midfield still? Or is it just attack, 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 and, you know, sort it out?
That's what I was saying. Because the back four is so solid now, like you have one of the best back fours in the world. De Gea is one of the best shot stoppers in the world. I would literally play Donny van de Beek at six so he could pass to Pogba, who would play the midfield with him, and then play a front four of Rashford, Bruno, Sancho,
Ronaldo,
Cristiano Ronaldo is playing up front. He's playing as your number nine. And another reason he need him as your number nine is because Cavani is going to be on like extended international break with COVID quarantine. So he's going to miss a shit ton of games. Ronaldo is
worked that one out.
He's still got the preseason, but I think it's different because
what do you think of that? First of all, I think that's a bluff. I think that he's not going to have to quarantine. What do you think? You think he's literally going to go and like miss all these games because he's got to quarantine every time he comes back?
I wouldn't hope so. You know, if he's vaccinated, then like he definitely shouldn't be. But like it depends on like, you know, what's going on when he plays the international game in South America, where he's playing. It all kind of depends.
Who knows? At this point, it's just kind of one of those things where like, really, can he miss those games for us? And then I actually think that Cavani in jeopardy. Also, we were talking about, you said yesterday, oh, we don't need Ronaldo anyway. But I was like, we need the goals. You really think about Cavani isn't the solution because he's going to get injured, sir. Martial looks dead out of form. Like, I like Martial, but maybe Ronaldo will help him get back in gear. You know, I just think we need this guy. And whether it's Haaland or it's Ronaldo, I mean, we've gone through the Igalos. We've gone through, and Cavani does work when he's healthy. When he's healthy, I think the Ronaldo-Cavani balance, if done right, could be great for this side. Clearly, the midfield, still a gaping hole. Why don't we just go out and get Neves, sir? I'm not going to get greedy here. We all know how the board likes to operate. Sell to buy. But Dalot might go. There could be some additional things happening in the window. I think you kind of got to take it. You say, look, we finished second last year. We got Varane. We got Sancho. We got Cristiano Ronaldo. McTominay just had surgery. That's a big deal. But Fred should be able to do it. Modric should be able to hang on. Donny should be able to do it. These guys shouldn't be an issue, right? They're good enough to do the job, I think. There's enough people that could do the job potentially. And, you know, you just got to pass the ball to Bruno or Pogba. Really, that's kind of how it's going to look.
We're going to be full guns blazing, attack, attack, attack. An attack where you have options coming out of your ears. Because, like, Mason Greenwood is emerging into a type of player that you're not going to want to bench. And Ronaldo's coming back. Yes, he is coming back. Rashford's going to come back from injury. And Rashford fit is arguably more dangerous than a Cristiano Ronaldo. But what Cristiano Ronaldo offers is elite winning mentality.
No, 25 goals.
He's a goal scorer. He's still got it in him. He doesn't need to just beat guys for pace. We're going to create a lot of chances via Bruno Fernandes. They got the Portuguese connect, by the way.
Yeah.
We should go Neves all the way.
But this is
a reactionary signing. I'm not complaining. This was a well-orchestrated reactionary signing that was done well. But they wouldn't have done it, I don't think, unless he was going to a City or a Liverpool, you know.
Well, let's put it this way. The number nine solution always has been duct taped. It's been duct taped since we sold Lukaku. The right wing has been duct taped since we sold Ronaldo, if you really think about it.
CB.
So, like, finally we fixed the right wing. And then Ronaldo really solves the number nine situation for the next 2 years. Really, he should, unless there's catastrophic injury or a curveball, he should solve number nine for two seasons while hopefully Greenwood could step into that role. The midfield is still a problem.
It is
a problem, and it will be a problem next year. But I'm concerned because of the way the game's played right now. The middle of the park is so important. You look at Chelsea, how many midfielders they have, Kovacic, Jorginho, Conte, like real big players. You're playing that team fighting for possession in the middle of the park. United could struggle because of a weakness in midfield. You can see teams taking advantage of it. So Ronaldo doesn't solve that at the moment, but there still is time in the window. Something could happen. But I think if this type of player comes along, you just got to grab him regardless of where you're weak. I mean, there's no way you could say if we put Neves versus Ronaldo, Neves is going to make us a better side.
No, Neves is probably the smarter, like, long-term transfer, right? You got the youth on his side. He's 24 versus a 36-year-old Ronaldo. But you try to win now. This is like an RVP signing. It's like
exactly
this should be enough to win the title, you would argue. Like, given the squad we have, Bruno Fernandes, Rashford, Pogba, Maguire. Like, this is a Varane. Holy shit, he plays for our team.
Shaw.
Like, this is a very good team. It has to be winning the title. And you know what? Ronaldo is going to allow nothing less than a title challenge, bro. That guy is a madman. He's our madman. He's ready to go. He's roaring to go. And he's going to put a couple goals. That was the bet today on the thread. The old school thread is Lukaku going to score more goals than CR7? And what's the question?
CR7 will score more, sir, all day. I believe the Chelsea fan is down two stakes to you. I believe he owes you from the last bet, right?
I won on Lukaku bet. More goals than Morata. Take that all day. His first season, he had a solid year.
I love all these bets that never get paid out.
Never get paid.
Classic. Top Ronaldo moment, sir, for me, has to be the 2008 Champions League final. Scored the goal. He set up Tevez with an amazing chance. Header. Tevez should have converted. He had the UCL golden boot, famously missed the penalty, but sir, without him, we wouldn't have even gotten there. Scored 8 goals in the Champions League, sir. He's a Champions League all-time leading scorer. I doubt we're going to be hearing Hans and Franz. That's what Ronaldo means to us. But again, 08 Champions League. Sorry, it doesn't get better than that. That trophy, that team, we're looking at a photo of him celebrating right now. I mean, that's just, to me, that's the high for Cristiano Ronaldo. He was that type of player. He got us back there. And hopefully he'll get us back there again. It's unbelievable.
It is. He is the type of player. That was a hell of a year. That is like a hard moment to match, but I have to do a different moment, different Ronaldo moment. So it's got to be the first game I ever saw at Old Trafford, fall of 2007. I saw, not a holy trinity, but the most attacking, exciting team in the last probably 20 years for Manchester United, and that was Tevez, Rooney, Ronaldo. 4-0 against Wigan Wanderers, sir, the mighty Wigan. And Ronaldo scored a brace. What a game. Drove down from Edinburgh for the day just to see our mighty United play.
Sorry, loves a brace.
What an experience. But he played it lights out. Scored, I think, in the second minute and never let up from there. But that boy, you're going to see him in the flesh. Sorry. Now it's an easy argument to the wife. Like, I have to go. Ronaldo, got 2 years. I got to go.
Sorry, easy. Yeah, it's an easy argument with the wives. Sir, anything else you haven't covered on the Ronaldo podcast? We destroyed the evil oil-rich clubs. We're back, baby. Manchester United, instant contenders for the Champions League, the league, everything in between, sir. let's just smoke Newcastle United, get Ronaldo a goal, and like see ya on the way, right? See!
Transfer, or I mean, I'm picking him up on Fantasy League for sure. We're off the rate. There's going to be nowhere to hide for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I'll tell you that.
Anything for Wolves. Sir, we got a match. Wolves. You know, Viva Ronaldo's are coming from the stands. The away end's going to be awesome. There's no better fans than Manchester United fans. It's going to be unbelievable. The reception at Old Trafford is going to be absolutely insane. Absolutely. The reception will be crazy at Old Trafford.
No, it will be. And pretty psyched we picked up those season tickets. Pretty good summer to do so. But the big thing is I think the United team going into the weekend is just going to like up their game. Be like, we can't drop points. Ronaldo's going to come in, show up in a week, and be pissed on us if we drop points against Wolves.
Name a player that would get Paul Pogba trying harder. Name a player that's going to sort out every issue in that. Like, it's his. He walks into that locker room. It is his. Bruno borrowed it. Ole's borrowed it. It's Ronaldo. He owns that team. It's his team, and he's going to go nuts on them, and they're going to see how hard he works. I think players actually witnessing how hard he works is good as that. That's what Zlatan was for us when on Mourinho's run.
Yep.
The veteran in the locker room, setting the tone.
Pro's pro.
Legend. Like, that's what a locker room needs. Cantona was that at one point. You look at how Sir Alex would mix the older players, the younger players. Ronaldo is going to set the tone for United, could set the tone for a title race. And that's what we've always needed, sir. What a podcast. That's it. If you like the American Devils, four fans, my fans, sir. I'll tell you what. We just get on here Friday afternoon, just bringing the heat, trying to have a good time. Sir, you can't fake this passion. It's unbelievable. Absolutely just buzzing. You want to support us? Check out patreon.com/AmericanRedDevils. Our website, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. Write a review on iTunes. Sir, given the top 10 cities, last 7 days, give it to me.
Number one, how you doing? How you doing? Chesterfield, Missouri. Number two, Chicago, Illinois. Daytona, Florida. Daytona Beach, Florida. Oak Hill, West Virginia. Riverside, California. Orlando, Florida. New York, New York. Belvedere, Texas. Los Angeles, California. And last but not least, Denver, Colorado. It's a freedom forward list, sir. All American Red Devils listening around the world, week in, week out. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate you. What a great day. Never been a better day to be a Manchester United fan, sir, especially when you signed Cristiano Ronaldo. How much? We've been less than Arsenal. Who'd they sign?
Sir, I think there's only one song to end it on. Enjoy it. Everyone have a great weekend. On to Wolves.